Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mullet Cast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer. Today we have a very special dad and daughter podcast going on. Our guest is my daughter, Presley Balmer. What's going on, Presley?
What's up?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you here against your will this morning? I want you to...
Yes.
You're not blinking like for help to the Facebook camera, are you? Like sending out secret SOS messages?
No. All right. I mean, I should, but...
So it was a little bit of a surprise for you to come here this morning, right?
Yeah. You know, 9:50 in the morning. I have a surprise for you. Drink your water. Let's go.
And why is it important to drink water in the morning? What situation did you find yourself in yesterday?
I didn't drink any water all day, and we were walking 17 blocks in the city, and I'm like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, and what time of day was that? Like 4 o'clock
no.
or something? No, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, like 2.
And you still hadn't drunk any water all day?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something to work on. So anyway, one reason I thought to come here, obviously... Ming always preaches, like, you know, podcast with your family and record those special moments and memories, right? But you just wrapped up middle school and are on the way to high school, so I thought it'd be a cool time to check in with you and see what's up. So how would you summarize your middle school experience?
Small, annoying, not fun.
What?
Well, I mean... 8th grade was fun, but everything else was really boring.
So why was it not fun?
Because it just wasn't.
Why? I mean, I looking from the outside, I thought you had fun in lots of middle school. No?
Extracurriculars were fun. Right. School itself was not fun.
So what sports did you play?
Soccer, basketball, and softball.
Did you have a favorite?
Basketball. It's yeah. only when I'm playing in high school, so.
Are you? You have a favorite basketball player or team?
Yeah, not really. Nah. I'm a fake fan.
Yeah. What do you like about basketball?
I don't know. It's just fun. I don't know.
You like taking it to the hoop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So what else? Like, what was unique about middle school? I mean, your school was unique because you only had... like 14 kids
in my grade.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
So what were the challenges of that?
Well, okay, I was with the same people since kindergarten. So, right. like, we all knew everything about each other.
Right.
Like, too much about each other. And then, like, we all got tired of each other a lot. So then, like, everyone would just always be, like, arguing and stuff. Yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, it was, like, everyone was, like, a family, but... Now everyone's going to different high schools, so...
Right. It's kind of like your family's all going away, right?
Yeah. I mean, we still talk.
Yeah.
We got Snapchat.
That's cool. So what's it like for a kid to have, like, Snapchat and other social media these days? I mean, is that basically a part of your life every day?
Yeah.
What do you use
the most?
I mean,
it's like... I prefer texting, but I Snapchat people more because people don't text a lot anymore. But, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of stressful, honestly. Like,
So take me through a typical day of social media use.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, so what do you do on Snapchat? I don't use Snapchat.
What?
So what do you do on Snapchat?
What do you mean?
How's your day start? Do you wake up and you start Snapchatting people?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
And what are you telling them?
I don't know, like, what's up? No, I don't know. It depends, like, you're having, like, conversations.
So, who did you reach out to this morning?
My friend Amelia, because she asked me how Waitress was last night.
All right.
I don't know. I just open what I do. I actually don't open a lot of people's Snapchats. That's really bad because people, like, I find things like 5 days later that people sent me and they're like, they like ask me a question. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't open it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The other day, I like didn't go on my phone all day and it felt really nice.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Did you ruin streaks though?
No. Dad.
What did I just say that embarrassed you?
Did you ruin streaks?
Well, I mean, that's what you talk about. You're like, I got to keep my streaks going.
Because, no, I was talking about that because Sam got her phone taken away.
Right. But you also said, what grade did you go away on a class trip where there was no technology? Yeah.
In seventh grade, we went to the Poconos, and we weren't allowed to bring our phones. We were there for, like, 3 days. Right. And then a lot of people had people, like, logging into their Snapchats to keep them, but I didn't want to do that because it's stupid.
Right.
And, like, I don't know.
So that was definitely a priority for some people, was, like, keeping streaks alive.
I didn't really care. Okay. I just, yeah.
Cool. So you feel like it's pressure to have it, or do you feel like it's useful?
Nah, it's definitely pressure.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have it, people are like, what the heck? Why don't you have a Snapchat?
Right. And what benefit do you think it brings you?
I don't know. Like talking to people? Using filters.
Right. Is that the main purpose of it? I mean, do you see it as something like you'll use like later in life? How would you take it from now until...
I really use it for like talking to people, and that's really its main purpose. Right. It's not for anything special.
Yeah. Do you feel like you talk to people less? Like voice talk?
What, when I'm like on my phone?
No, just in general. Do you think because you're texting or messaging people on Snapchat, do you feel like you don't talk to people as often?
Like on my phone. Is that what you're saying?
Like an actual conversation on your phone or in person or anything?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people, they don't know how to talk in real life.
Right.
And they use, like, Snapchat to do that.
So it's almost like a... Right, they're, like, different.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't like that. I'm like, you're not the same.
Right. So was it hard to have that going on during middle school? Like, everyone's so connected with social media and
a little bit. I mean, like, we weren't allowed to have like our phones in school.
Right.
But like when we did, like everyone was like antisocial and like bad.
Right.
Cuz when don't tell anyone I said this
from my old school,
but like when the seventh graders, when we were in eighth grade, when the seventh graders went to peak, all of the teachers did not care what we did. Like, we caused, like, a mess out of the entire school. Like, people...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Have you ever seen that thing where people put like a pencil on a wall and they like shoot it up and like it sticks to the wall?
Have I ever seen that thing? I mean, you're talking about my entire childhood consisted of walking through the school, my hallways, my elementary school, and throwing pencils into the ceiling.
Not into the ceiling. We, like, you put it on the wall, you hold it against the wall, and then you push up, and it sticks to the wall.
Does it really?
So we put pencils all over the wall.
Did you know this?
No, that's new.
You want to try this, man? So is it like a little static electricity on the wall?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what's behind it. I think it was like a meme, and then everyone thought it was funny.
That's pretty funny.
Like, I have like videos on my phone.
All right, we'll have to try that.
Yeah, so.
So when I was a kid, you had asbestos ceilings because it was good for your lungs. And you walked down.
You just called yourself old.
Yeah, totally. And you walked through the hallways and you'd go like this. And you'd try to, you know, your goal was to get your pencil to stick into the ceiling. So you'd walk down the hall and you'd see like pencils jammed up in the ceiling. And then the asbestos would rain down on you and you'd, you know, breathe it in. It was sweet.
That's childhood what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
No.
Nah. So that was like the highlight of eighth grade, was the seventh graders are away and you guys could do what you want.
Yeah. So pretty much like we had our phones, like, the entire time. I really just used it to listen to music. I didn't really, like, I don't know.
Right.
But a lot of people were abusing their privileges and, like, being crazy. So pretty much we filled the entire, like, hallways and classrooms with, like, pencils all over the wall.
Right.
And on Friday, like, we had this substitute last period, and she's like, you need to take all this down because they're going to kill you when they come back and see this. And no one ever found out about all the things that happened.
That's pretty sweet.
Because Dr. Morris was gone, too. Our principal was gone.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
So it was total, like, chaos.
Oh, yeah.
We won't mention the name of the school or anything.
No, yeah. That's okay. No school.
It was under siege.
If you didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
You didn't figure it out.
That's pretty funny. All right. So at some point of your elementary school experience, you add music into your life. Where did your interest in music start?
I don't know. I feel like I've always, like, liked music, but I never really, like, did anything with it.
Mm.
And then was I, like, telling you that I wanted to do music? Like, I don't really remember.
Yeah. So what you were telling me was you wanted to take vocal lessons at some point, is what you said.
So did I say that? I don't remember that.
What's your earliest memory of, like, who are, like, artists you remember? So your experience is, like, listening to music.
Yeah. So I remember when you went away to Michigan and you gave me, like, that, like, square, like, iPod thing.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
You got me, like, this pink iPod
the Nano.
Square.
Remember the iPod Nanos? That's a sweet one.
You got me one of those.
Is that a Nano clip to your shirt right there?
No. You got me one of those, and right. I remember I would always, like, put in, like, earbuds in it. And I think you put a bunch of old music. I don't remember exactly what, but I remember, like, a couple songs that were on there. I remember, like, Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
Right.
I was always on there. You put, like, a couple Pink songs for no reason.
Really? There's probably some deep vocal messages in there, lyrical messages.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, you put a couple songs. Oh, you know what song you put? You put All Star by Smash Mouth.
Was it really? That's pretty funny. I don't remember that being on there. See, that's that positive message. I told you you were an all-star from an early age.
Okay. And yeah, that was your intention.
It got you there, right.
I think it was because we watched Shrek a lot. I think that's the real reason.
Shrek. Definitely the Counting Crows tune from Shrek was on there.
Yeah.
What's that song?
Accidentally in Love.
Right. That's a good one. I think I love rock and roll. I remember you used to love that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do remember a song that's on there because you used to argue with me. And the reason it's on there, it was Sweet Home Alabama, Little Skynyrd. And you were so dead set convinced that it was Sweet Home Atabata. And you'd argue with me constantly that they're saying Atabata, not Alabama. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of your other key mispronunciation
words?
Let's go through that.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
So that was around the age. Atabata. You were also convinced that it was a mustache instead of a mustache. What was the other,
like,
one? Come on, you guys.
He's like, stop.
He's like, this isn't what podcasts are made for, man. They're not for embarrassing your kids. Toronimo. That was a big one. All right.
I think we get the point. They get the idea.
All right. So you grew up. Your earliest musical memories are Nanos. Mine are actually, and talking about asbestos ceilings, was the Walkman, which basically revolutionized your life, where you could take a piece of music, stick it in this thing on a cassette tape, walk around with headphones. And so, like, I remember at that age was, like, I was in charge of walking the family dog. I'd go out, walk the dog in the morning and night, and have my Walkman on. It was the first time you could, like, cruise around and listen to music places. It was pretty cool. And it's a classic, like...
I just read a book for my summer reading, and it had, like, the kid had, like, a Walkman, because it was based, like, the 80s, the book. So, like...
Yeah. That's probably about when it came out, like, 1980-ish. I remember Zeppelin 2. I'd walk around listening to that on cassette. It was sweet. All right. So at some point you tell me you want to be a singer, is what you said. Yeah. So you started taking vocal lessons at Lake House. What was that experience like in the beginning?
Well, okay.
So this is situation I get you in where it's a surprise, right?
Which yeah, there's a lot of these.
Don't like surprises.
There's a lot of these situations, and I don't like them because I'm always really overwhelmed, and I feel like, well, I feel obligated to look nice. I feel obligated, like, I have a whole list of, like, things that I need to be prepared for these things, and you just, like...
Do you get these hang-ups from your mother? Because obviously your father's very relaxed. Like,
I don't...
It's not my parenting that's causing this, is it?
I don't think so.
I'm looking to defer blame.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so this, it was for, like, my birthday, I guess.
Right.
And you were, like... We're walking in Asbury, like, along Lake Ave. I didn't know where we were at the point... at. Like, the time, I had no idea what was going on. He's like, oh, we gotta run a couple errands, whatever.
Right.
So we walk in this place. There's, like, this coffee thing going on. And then there's all these kids, like, sitting on the seats. And they're, like, in Halloween costumes. I'm like, what's going on? Like, where are we? And
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There's like... I didn't even see Russo. Mm-hmm. Like, at that point, like, I was so oblivious to what was going on. I was like, oh, he's just getting coffee, whatever. So then you, like, go in the elevator. Right. And I'm like, where are we going? And then you're like, Lake House Music and Recording Studios. And I'm like, what? So when I first got there, I was going to start crying. Like, I did start crying eventually. Like, I was so, like, stressed. I was not prepared for that.
Right.
So we walk into the office, be like, sit down. What was Albie dressed up as?
Albie was Jerry Garcia.
So he looked nothing like himself, and I'm like, who is this guy? Like, he's so weird. Like, where am I? There's all these kids in costumes everywhere. Like, it's like complete chaos. It was the worst day that we could have gone
right
for a trial or anything. And didn't he say he was gonna, like, throw me in with a band that day?
He did, and you were definitely not ready.
I was like, no. Right. So the next, I cried a little bit, and then I got myself together. I was like, oh, I want to do this. Okay, it's fine. Right. So then I was a little, like, nervous. So the next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or actually, I think you were, like, away.
Yeah, so we had to wait a
little
bit.
So it was, like, a two-week layover.
So I go into this room, and there's a drum set. It's really small, too. It's probably, like, the smallest room in Lake House. A drum set, a piano, a couple microphones, like, whatever.
Right.
Oh, it was not what I expected at all. Like, I had this whole, like, envision, like, of, like, crazy stuff. But that was, it's, like, simple.
Right.
And I'm, like, it was, like, a probably a bunch of kids that were pretty, like, younger than me. But, like, I had the same level as them because I wasn't, like...
Right. Yeah, so you kind of got thrown into, you had never taken music lessons. Their semester kind of started, so you were, like, coming in a couple
yeah.
weeks late, and then you got thrown to the wolves. And
it was actually, like, a month or so later.
Right. Yeah, because your birthday was October. They probably started,
like,
you
September.
Were late October. They probably started early October. So, yeah, on the walk up, you definitely said, I don't want to go in. I don't want to do this. But you went in, and what happened?
Yeah, I was really happy. And then I kept going.
That was a mind blow.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have for the kids out there for getting thrown into uncomfortable situations?
I mean, I still get uncomfortable, and I still freak out, but, like, I mean, not as bad. I don't cry anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, just don't let your, like, fear take advantage of you, because it just... It could ruin it. Like,
right.
You could, like, psych yourself out of doing something that could, like, change your life, so.
That's true. That's pretty well said. So, what do you think you're afraid of in those kind of situations?
Social situations.
Yeah, like,
Yeah, I don't like meeting new people.
Right.
No offense. Anyone. You guys are cool.
You like those
Not, well, I mean, like, people, like, kind of my age and stuff. And also, I had never done something like that before, and I had no idea what I was going into.
Right.
So I was kind of, like, panicking because I had no idea what was about to happen.
Right. So you afraid of, like, how other people are going to, like, what they're going to think of you?
Yeah.
Like,
which
judgment.
Is really bad.
Right.
So I've gotten over that a little bit. I've learned to just, like, whatever.
Right.
I feel like most of the time everyone's kind of in the same, like, headspace.
Totally.
Like, they're, like, paranoid. Right. And insecure, so, like, I just don't.
So you gotta remember, like, everyone's feeling the exact same way.
Yeah, like, in every situation.
So, I mean, would you be surprised if I told you, like, I have that exact same feeling every day also?
No.
And I actually walked into a music class at
Lake House
with absolutely, like, not only zero confidence in my musical ability, but, like, less than zero. And I had never even touched a bass before and knew I was supposed to play bass with people. And I was like,
wait, didn't you want to play guitar?
Well, I'd rather play guitar, but I thought bass would be easier, so I went that route. So I had to walk into a room with people and hold a bass for the first time.
Like, yeah, okay. I know, but you were in, like, a beginner's thing.
Right.
So that was a little bit easier. I was with people that had been going for, like, years.
Right.
And I was like, oh, gosh.
All right, so you're...
And now, like, all of them are gone, which is crazy. Like, everyone that was in my first, like, band.
Right.
I don't think there's one person left that still goes to Lake House.
So tell me about some of your, like, quick experiences through Lake House. Like, how did it evolve from
okay, so
being
I was
afraid
with,
the first day?
I was with one band for two semesters, Eon Rubix. I was with them for two semesters. We played at the Stone Pony and the Wonder Bar.
Cool. What was your first gig like?
I was sick, actually, the week before.
That's right.
I was really sick for, like, a week. I lost my voice completely. I was freaking out because this was my first show ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I got super sick. I didn't go to school for a week. I had no voice. So I'm, like, drinking, like, 6 cups of tea, like, chugging water, throwing cough drops in my mouth, like, just trying to, like, clear myself out and just, like, get on stage.
Do you think you were freaked out that week? Were you freaked out about the gig at all?
Yeah.
Or did you just legit get sick? Do you think it was a combination?
I think it was a combination. Like, I literally just got sick and then, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, a thing that happens. Like, I always, like, get sick or something, like, right before a gig or something,
yeah.
Like, or something important. Like, it's really weird.
So were you freaking out that week before you got sick even? Were you like, oh my God, we got a gig?
I don't really remember. I don't think so, though.
Yeah.
I think it just so happened that,
right.
Like, my luck.
Right.
It stinks.
But you were really sick at that time.
Yeah. So I just kind of had to get on stage, and I had a lot of people there.
Yeah, I saw some Neon Rubix signs in the crowd.
Well, yeah, I know, but, like, you... someone's grandpa. You invited a bunch of people, so I, like, had a good amount of people there.
So what was it like that day, knowing you're hopping on stage at the Pony?
I was really overwhelmed.
Yeah?
I was like, oh, my gosh. But, like, I was really excited because, like, I knew that that's, like, what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I got, like, really pretty close with, like, the people in that band. So, like, I was really excited.
Right. I mean, and for us, we hadn't seen you perform at all. So, like, from our perspective, it was like we knew you were going to lessons every week, practicing with a band.
Yeah.
But had no idea what to expect. And then you stepped out on stage as a Pony and totally crushed it. We're like, wow, it was cool.
I crushed it a little.
Well, I mean, it was really impressive that in that short period of time, you know. So what's that experience been like to be able to go out and play gigs?
Kind of crazy, because if you think about the kind of people that have played at some of the gigs,
right.
Some of the venues, it's, like, crazy.
Right.
And then, like, also, it's, like, kind of, I don't know.
So you've played the same stage as the Jonas Brothers now?
Yeah.
Who's... That's pretty sweet. That's cool. They're actually seem to be trolling you lately, right?
Yeah, like we saw them on the Asbury Boardwalk, and then last night we're in the city and they're playing Madison Square Garden, kind of following me around.
Yeah. All right, so you got to play the gigs, and then how did music become more of a part of your life during this whole time?
Okay, well, obviously I was going to Lake House every week, and then, like, I don't know, kind of started to get, like, I started to like it a lot more than I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though, like, I did really like it, I liked it even more than I knew I did.
Right.
And I pretty much just started, like, it just started becoming just, like, such a big part of my life. And then my county has a bunch of vocational schools. Right. And for the longest time, I thought I wanted to apply to a math and science school. But then, like, eighth grade, I decided to apply to a performing arts school. And
so that's kind of a big shift, right?
Yeah. So, honestly, I had, like, this amount of, like, faith in myself. I was like, all these other people have definitely been, like, dancing and all this stuff for, like, their entire lives. Like, there's so many people that are like that got into school. I'm like, I've only been doing this for a year. There's just no way.
Right.
Like, it's nearly impossible. Like, it's just not gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like writing an essay, filling out applications. And then, like, January, I go and I take this test. I have a kid in front of me that's dancing the entire time. Nice. He's, like, every time he finished, I knew, because he's just, like, like, dancing. And I'm like,
now,
oh, my
forget,
gosh.
Moves don't translate on podcasts. So he was,
well,
you're on video, too, so that's cool.
I was like that.
Right.
So he's just, like, dancing in front of me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. This is so bad. The girl next to me is wearing, like, dancer tights.
Right.
And, like, ballet flats. I'm like, where am I right now? Like, this is crazy. And then the next week, I have my audition.
Right.
Have
you ever had the audition before? It's your first one, right?
Well, probably. Yeah, my first, like, real audition.
Right.
Because, like, I did, like, my school musical, but that was, like, not good. it wasn't an actual, like, audition.
Right. So you did have school musical auditions.
Yeah, I know,
right?
But I, like, knew the people.
So did this feel like a lot of pressure?
So, yeah. So you pretty much, like, you sat in a big row of chairs. There's probably, like, 20 people there. Mm-hmm. And, like, the one girl that's, like, next to me is, like, telling everyone they're going to be fine, like, trying to, like, make friends. And I'm, like, and then the other girl next to me is, like, crying.
All right.
And I'm actually, like, kind of friends with her now, which is weird. But she was, like, crying.
So and she got in?
Yeah, but she was, like, crying because she didn't know another girl that, like, went to her school and she felt bad. Like, it was just a really weird experience. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, everyone's, like, freaking out.
So obviously there's a lot
out.
Of emotion going on.
And it was stressing me out a lot. So then I'm on, like, the final chair. And when you're on the final chair, you have to walk up the stairs. Do you know what stairs I'm talking about now that you saw the school?
To the second floor?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I had to walk up those stairs. I'm in, like, this flower dress or something. Like, I have heels on. Like, I, like, twist my ankle on the way up. Like, I'm a mess.
Right.
And you go up, and there's, like, a junior sitting, like, right here. Uh-huh. And then here. And then there's two more chairs. So you sit on that chair farthest from the door, and you hear the people that are going before you. Now, of course, the girl before me sings a full-blown opera song.
No
and,
way.
Like, hits everything perfectly. It was like I was listening to, like, a professional. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Right.
I was like, I'm a joke. Like, why am I here? So I go in, and I sing, like, a Lady Gaga song and an Annie song.
So which songs did you sing?
I sung Maybe from Annie.
Okay.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And then I sang Edge of Glory.
That's cool.
So the opera song really had me shaking. I'm like, oh gosh. So the lady, like the vocal teacher, she comes out, she's like, what's your compliment? So my piano teacher
Do you want to give him a shout out?
David Ross Lawn. Go listen to his episode of the Mulletcast.
Nice. Good plug.
So he like did accompaniment, whatever.
So he recorded the piece.
So I like gave it to her, whatever. And it's in like the classroom.
Right.
So there's like three random people, and then she's sitting on the side at like the piano, and the one guy's like eating a bagel, and I can't tell if he's like really invested in what I'm doing, like if he even cares or if he just cares about his bagel.
Right.
The lady is like staring at me like.
She's locked in.
She's like locked in, like full like.
So is she
razor.
The vocal.
No, it was just like this random lady, and then the other guy, like it looked like he was falling asleep. So I had like three different like people, right. And they made me feel very like, I don't know.
So you got the opera lead-in,
yeah,
and then three disinterested judges,
or yeah,
whatever they are, evaluators.
Yeah, and then so I leave, and walking down this hallway.
Did you get any feedback from him after you finished?
No, you just. Go. You just leave.
Could you get a read on him? Like, did it look like anything moved him at all or interest or nothing?
No, they were just
poker face.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had no idea what was. So no one told me how to leave. So
right.
This is the funny part. I walk down this hallway and I take a right and I walk into the dance studio in the middle of everyone's audition. Everyone's staring at me while they're doing like pirouettes, whatever. Right. And I'm like, oh gosh, why the heck did I do that?
Right.
So then I have to like skirt out of there.
Right.
And
did you throw in a quick dance audition while you were there?
Oh no, I was like,
like just in case vocals don't
scared.
Work out.
Scared. Like the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Lady, like, looked at me. She was like, and I was... Okay, so I leave and I'm like, just, the stress. And then March 1st rolls around and I knew I was going to get it in March. My, like, letter.
Your decision letter. All right,
yeah.
So you took an admission test. They got your transcripts and then you did the audition. So how long of a, wait, your audition was what, January?
I think it was like January 19th,
all right,
something
so you got
around
like
that time.
2 months you're waiting
so,
around.
Yeah.
So what was that period like?
Okay, so at that point, a lot of people were asking me where I was going to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of like, well, I applied here, but if I don't get in here, I'm going to go here.
Right.
And
so you're like
that
in limbo.
So that was kind of like weird because you were like, didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And, so my mom was on vacation,
right?
And someone texts me and tells me that they got into the school.
Uh-huh.
Can I say it or not?
Yeah.
Okay. PAA.
Right. So you're going to
the Performing Arts Academy. It's one of the Ocean County Vocational Technical Schools.
Cool.
Okay. Someone didn't text me. Someone texted one of my friends and told them that they got in, and I was like, "Oh my God, you have got to be kidding me. It comes on the week that I'm not home."
Right.
So pretty much I find a ride to get to my house.
Right. So I think you messaged me like, "Can you drive me
home right. so I can go check my mailbox?"
Right.
And
then you dusted me for at Casing Macing, right? Didn't
I don't
she
know.
Drive you?
No.
Oh, Casey. I thought Casey took you.
No. Okay. That would have been an experience. Dave's brother took me.
Okay. See.
So I got an uncle ride, and he drove me like probably like a mile away.
Right.
and you're coming to pick me up. So I'm like, Dad's coming, and we have to be back because we made a pizza. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get this. So I FaceTime one of my friends, and she's like talking me through it. She's like, you're going to be fine. I'm so excited. We're like both freaking out in the car. I like run out of the car. The car's still like moving. I'm like, shoo. And I go in the mailbox, and I pick I get like the letter, whatever.
Is it a thin envelope, fat envelope?
So no, it's just like a piece of paper in it. And
see, the urban legend was like, if you got in, the envelope's thick. If you don't, yeah, it's no, like one
it
letter.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah. So you freaked out when you first got it.
I knew it was either going to be an acceptance letter or a decline letter. So yeah. I see it says OCVTS on it, and I'm like, okay. So I just open it right up, and I take it out, and I literally read the thing. It's like, you are accepted into, and then I'm like staring at it like, the no, like I'm still looking at it, like not even fathoming the fact. And then I just, when I realized, I just screamed. I was like, ah! And I was like, oh my god. So then I had to hang up with my friend. I like call mom. She's like in a hotel lobby, like screaming her head off. She's like, holy shit.
Swear jar's in the other room. It's all right, go ahead.
And like freaking out, right. Like
that's cool.
Like actually having like a full on like panic attack, like screaming. Then right. I don't know, did I call you?
Yes.
Yeah, I called you too, and yeah. So then, yeah, that's how I got in.
That's pretty awesome. So what was the rest of eighth grade like after that?
I don't even know.
A whirlwind, a blur.
Yeah, pretty much. It went really fast. We pretty much just took state tests, had to do good.
Right.
And then the last few weeks were very, I didn't do anything. Yeah. Everyone kind of like checked out. We were all kind of done with the school, not going to lie.
Right.
We were all just like, we've been here. I was there for 9 years, and I was done.
Yeah. That's cool. So I just got a quick text message I want to share with you that...
oh, gosh.
I want to shout out to the Rider University Musical Theater Program. They wanted to say they're keeping their eyes on you during your PAA years, and want to see how things turn out. Maybe consider you for Rider in the future.
Cool, yeah.
You've had your high school orientation. So how do you feel about going into high school? Does it feel different? Does it feel like
yes.
life-changing?
Yeah. Very different. So, I don't know. Like, I know people, but I don't literally, like, know them.
Right.
So
Christian
it's gonna
be went to a performing.
I went to a performing arts high school.
Arts.
Oh, cool.
I went to Howell High School.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you going?
PAA.
Ooh, nice. You're gonna have a good time. It's an adjustment, obviously.
Yeah.
But once you get past that and you kind of just delve deep into the work and the school life of it, it's a fun time, man. I miss my high school days.
All right, that's cool.
So are you worried?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes and no. I'm very like over the top, like overly involved. For the people that don't know me,
right.
I like literally did everything at like everything, anything at my old school. Like I was student council president, then my eighth grade class vice president, and I played every sport I could.
Right,
lose my voice, and then I was like in all like the musicals. Like I did everything I could.
Yeah.
So I can't like do that as much at this school because like. I'm going to play sports through a different high school.
Right.
And then, like, you can't really do everything at the same time like you can at my old school because
right.
It's, like, kind of specialized to do that pretty
right.
much.
Because your old school, you had so, you know, there's only 14 kids.
Yeah.
They're trying to accommodate so everyone, they needed everyone to participate
yeah, exactly.
in everything, right? But you'll figure it out. I mean, so you're going from being involved in, like, everything possible to – like as
whatever
of today
I can.
You're in like nothing right?
Yeah,
so does that feel weird starting out?
A little bit. I'm gonna have to adjust that, but like,
but that will change in like the first week of school.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right. So what else about high school, like what are you looking forward to, what are you nervous about?
I'm nervous about taking the bus. I know it sounds stupid, but
it's not stupid. You've never taken a bus to school. Right.
I know, right?
And what time are you getting on this bus?
6:35 in the morning.
That's sweet. We got one more quick shout out.
Oh my god.
Goldine Gilbert is Sammy G in the house. For the kids out there, follow Samantha Gilbert. Is she your role model in life in some ways? Say no. Say
no. Is she watching this?
Yeah.
Is she watching it?
She is, yeah.
Hi, Sam. I love Sam so much. Sam's my best friend. Yeah. Sam's crazy, but Sam's my best friend.
So Sam, in some ways, is like your an early performer inspiration for you. Do you remember Sam's YouTube video days?
Oh, yeah. I'm really sad that you deleted all those, Sam. Like, come on. You got your beauty.
She's like the original Colleen, right?
Yeah.
In some ways.
Pretty much.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so... you're looking forward to you're nervous about taking the bus, so you're getting on the bus at 6:30. So what's your game plan for attacking that? What time did you get up for school last year?
Like 7.
Yeah,
it started at 8:15 last year, so now it starts at 7:20 something.
Right.
So
do you want to say anything to the politicians out there about changing school times? You want to make this a cause of yours, or are you going to go with it?
I don't care.
You're going to make it happen. All right. What else are you nervous about for high school?
Like making friends.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But like, I'm not that worried about it, but I'm just like.
So that's another weird area where social media is different. Compared to when I was a kid, because I went to a new school for 8th grade, and it was a little similar setup to you, where I had to like hop on one bus, go to some high school, change, and then go to my 8th grade school or whatever. And it was the same thing. Like I didn't know one. Actually, I met one kid at basketball camp that summer who was going to the school, so I sort of knew one person. But you had no other way to communicate with anyone beforehand. Yeah. So you've actually like sort of quasi met like people that are going to your school,
mm-hmm.
and you sort of know them through
Snapchat
or something, or Instagram. What's the main way you know them?
I actually got added to like a group chat,
mm-hmm.
because I know like one, I'm like mutual friends with one girl,
right?
And so then like I kind of knew a lot of people, sort of.
Yeah.
But not really. Because when you saw them in real life, like, you realized who they were, and they were like, oh, you're that random girl in the group chat that doesn't go to any of the Toms River schools.
Okay.
I mean, technically I do, but I don't.
Right. So that's, so a lot of the kids are coming in, like, knowing some a handful of other people.
Yeah, because I feel like a majority are from, like, Toms River and Brick.
That's cool.
So, like, and those are big schools, so they have, like, a lot of people coming from them.
Right. And did you cover what you're looking forward to about high school?
Nope. I mean, it's definitely going to be a new experience, which is really cool. And I feel like I can, like, instead of going to, like, Lake House once a week and only being able to, like, sing and stuff once a week, like, not twice a week, but whatever.
Right.
I'll be able to go, like, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, a new, cool experience.
So that's pretty cool. You actually have a vocal class during your first semester, and it looks like you'll probably sing.
You have it all year.
Every week, right? Yeah. And your classroom has, like, keyboards instead of desks, basically. And
yep.
That's pretty cool. So what are you hoping to get out of, let's say, your first year of high school?
I don't know. I should set some goals, actually, now that I think about it. I don't know. Just to, like, I don't know, be better, I guess. I definitely want to start, like, writing more music,
mm-hmm.
get better at some instruments.
Right. Any particular instruments?
I dabble.
What do you dabble?
Piano, I guess. And then, like, I know a little bit of bass, but
right.
I'm not anything.
You know any ukulele?
Oh, I know ukulele, too. I forgot about that.
You got a couple tunes on that. That's cool. What kind of music are you into these days?
I don't know. Whatever I like. I don't know. I'll, like, hear a song and I'll like it, but then I won't like anything else in that genre, so it's, like, weird.
Right.
It's, like, what I like.
That's cool. You got to... So you recently did a a what do you call it? Where you sang for people. What was that thing called?
Lake House? Recital.
Yeah, you had a recital and you sang a song from Waitress. So you sort of branching over into not just listening to pop music, but some like theater music, I guess you'd call it, right?
Yeah.
And you got to see Waitress yesterday. What are your what's your review of the show?
Go see it before it closes in January. You won't regret it.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I've been wanting to see it for a really long time.
Yeah. Did it live up to your expectations?
Exceeded.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of it, but
I mean, I was pretty blown away by the quality of the the singers.
Yeah, they're all like incredible. And honestly, like most of them aren't like the original like cast, so it's like crazy how they still like were like insane.
Yeah. So did what do you think as a singer when you see someone sing like that on stage?
Like I want to be like I want to be like that, yeah. But like in my own way, you know?
Right.
Like I don't know. Like, I'm not the best, I don't know. I don't think I have the best stage presence. I don't know if other people, like, disagree, but I don't think I have the best stage presence.
Right.
So, like, I want to be able to, like, be a lot, like, crazier, right. I guess, on stage. But, so, like, a lot of those people are able to, like, dance and everything, mm-hmm. like, all over stage, and I just think that's so cool.
Right.
So, I think that's definitely, like, one thing that this like the school that I'm going to, like they definitely like that, like they're doing a lot of vocal showcases and right. they said that you need to know how to like move around and stuff, so that's one thing that I'm kind of excited for right. because I've never been like really taught that right. and you just kind of have to figure it out on your own.
Right. Yeah, I mean I think that's something you probably grow into also.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, as you get older and more. I mean, sometimes you see the kids that have been in like quote unquote show business since like age five, right? Yeah. And they're hams and they're like running around and doing stuff. But if you can't sing, I mean, I'm sure there's singers out there that have a mind-blowing stage presence and something about them, so you kind of overlook maybe what they lack in vocals, right? But I think having the vocal talent first is important, and then the stage thing always comes, you know, can come together later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, definitely at first I was just like holding the microphone and I'm like,
Yeah, 'cause you're holding on for dear life.
Yeah,
right?
'Cause it's I'm like, what the heck? There's like
people looking
20
at me.
People in front of me. Wow.
Right. And there's a lot of singers that's the biggest thing they have to overcome is like there's.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Tons of singers that have stage fright, right? There's singers that don't even, like, world famous.
Sia.
Yeah, that's right. But there's people that, like, are some of the most famous vocalists in the world that rarely perform because they have, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, crippling stage fright.
Harry Nilsson.
What's that?
Harry Nilsson. He's one of the best songwriters of the from a long time ago. One of the best songwriters ever. One of the best songwriters ever, Harry Nilsson. Never performed, but one of the highest grossing, not like by dollar, songwriters ever worked. Amazing. If you look up his music, you'll love it.
That's cool. I mean, didn't Adele have stage fright?
Yeah.
She talked about that, I think. I think I want to say like Barbara Streisand even or something, like I don't even know, but there's a couple. Who's the instructor at Lake House I was telling you about? She does her own solo stuff, but she's also a singer in Daughter Vision.
Oh, Emily Grove.
Yeah, Emily Grove. I meant to share it with you, but everyone should check out. She does a TED Talk in Asbury talking about like basically being a singer was her passion, but also her biggest weakness was she's basically afraid of being on stage, so like she had to overcome that. Who are you smiling to on the camera? Is someone like looking at you?
Myself.
So you went from being totally opposed to coming in here to now being a ham, smiling for the camera and flashing peace signs. That's cool. Do you want to sing anything for us? give us a little taste of your of your chops. Ah, Christian's down for it.
I'll put on the instrumental.
Do you want an instrumental track of something? Or you probably have instrumental on your phone.
Of what?
Do you want to sing what you did for your waitress thing? Your recent recital piece. Do you want to sing
it? Sure. I mean, I don't have to sing it with an instrumental if it's.
Do you want to do a cappella?
Actually,
I'll beatbox for you.
That's actually a good one too. All right, she's scrolling through.
Is there an instrumental of it?
Of what song?
What Baking Can Do. There might be one on YouTube. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
Do you want to see if we got What Baking Can Do?
What Baking Can Do.
Instrumental.
No problem.
All right, so you had a couple days of surprises here. You got to see Waitress. You got the podcast. Do you feel glad that you're podcasting now? You were very opposed to it on our way over here.
Okay, I wasn't necessarily opposed to it. I was just angry that I was woken up early.
Okay. So do you like the podcast experience so far?
Yeah, pretty good.
You think you'd do one for yourself?
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Would you be totally, embarrassed? So I told Ming we should go down to PAA maybe and do a little pod. Actually, I told him we should come to Lavalette before, but we never made it while we were there. So would you, totally freak out if your dad rolled into podcast school?
Yeah. What Baking Can Do.
Boom, boom.
You can write Waitress. Too.
Waitress.
It's probably there.
Can do. There is a karaoke version. Nice. All right. So we talked about your first year goals. What are your longer term life goals?
Oh,
lay it on the line right now.
I have no idea.
What do you want to do with your life?
Do I have to say it like that?
Yeah. It's a little. That's from the MTV video days.
I don't know.
Before your time, also.
I don't really know.
Do you feel like you want to pursue something in the arts?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. We'll evaluate you during the song and see if you have a future in the arts.
I'm not ready for this. I'm sorry. Yeah. It should be fine.
All right. We got Presley Baumer doing a little What Baking Can Do from Waitress.
All right.
On the spot.
Make it clever, craft it into pieces. Make it sweet, crimp the edges. Or make it sour and serve with lemon wedges. Even doubt can be delicious. And it washes off of all the dirty dishes. When it's done, I can smile. It's on someone else's plate for a while. On display, and then I'll slice them, serve my worries away. I can fix this, I can twist it into sugar, butter, coffee pieces. Never mind what's underneath it. Amazing what baking can do. Make it up and surprise them. Tell them all my secrets but disguise them. So they dance on the tongues of the very people that they're secret from. Make it soon, make it better. Though better never lasts forever. I'll make it small so it fits. Even this, even now, even as the walls come.
I can't stop remembering how every door we ever made, we never once walked out. Something I never got the chance to ask her about. So with flower on my hands, I'll show them.
Dude, that was awesome. Good job.
Thanks.
I would get an applause there. Wait, hold on. I got
that's sweet.
Audience applause.
We got some quick audience reaction.
God damn it, Gaga. All right,
come
on.
Here we go.
No, well, damn it, YouTube and your commercials. Oh, wait, here we go. I think. And the cheering.
That was cool. That's killer. I mean, you should be very proud of yourself. I could never do that. I could never show up.
Even on command.
On command. Yeah, I know, totally.
That takes props.
And you didn't even prepare, really. You had 5 minutes on the way over. You got a quick heads up this morning that we were going and doing it. So
yeah.
You did a quick warm up in the car. How's it feel?
Good.
Your Mulletcast debut.
You now have a recorded cover and put it on YouTube.
That's right. Very good. Awesome job. All right. Thank I think you. You might have a future in this if you desire.
If I want.
If you if want.
I
want.
I don't know. I have to.
It's something that's, you don't have to obviously decide anything now, but it's like, it's a cool. If you're something you enjoy doing, right? It's a nice outlet to be able to, just like the way you liked playing sports, be able to sing, do that. Something you like to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, even if I don't do it as my career, I would definitely always have it as something else I would do, either on the side or just I don't know. But, I don't know. It's not the only thing that, I really, really enjoy. So.
Yeah. What else do you enjoy?
I don't know. I really want... For a while, I've kind of liked, the teaching route.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. A lot of people tell me that I'd be a good teacher. A lot of my actual old, teachers said I would be a really good teacher.
That's cool. It's
so
funny,
I don't know. That kind of,
One thing I noticed with you, you're sort of like a Pied Piper for little kids. I don't know if you know what that means, but I remember a lot of times at school and even your graduation, a lot of kids kind of gravitate towards you and little kids
I'm friends. Okay. This is a lot of people know this, but I'm friends with, I was friends with a lot of the sixth and seventh graders last year.
Right.
And even the kindergartners, all of them, I was I liked all of them.
Right.
But it's funny because when it comes to my siblings, I'm so mean, and it looks like I'm such a terrible person with kids. But I'm really, it's just because I like to annoy them.
Yeah.
And I find them annoying.
It's a mutual annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed even when you guys fight, you still post loving things about them sometimes, occasionally. Do you want to give your siblings a quick shout out?
Sup? They're not going to be listening to this. Are you kidding?
Of course. Siblings are interesting because you grew up as an only child for a long time. And then
8 years.
You wanted brothers and sisters and everything. And there's a famous saying that says, be careful what you wish for, because it might come true. And then suddenly you were bombarded with kids everywhere.
Three kids.
What was that experience like?
Weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't used to, actually, I can't complain because it really wasn't that bad, but I have favorites.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to get into that on the air. I'm sure your favorites change here and there, right?
Depends on the day. I mean, there's always one in last.
Yeah. There's always what?
There's always one in last.
What?
What'd you say? It's always the same.
Oh, it is.
Right, if you know, you know.
That's right. It's on a need-to-know basis. I'm sure you love them all equally.
No,
right?
I do love them all. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. You do like to say, well, never mind. We won't even get into all that stuff. Do you want to give your cousins a shout-out? You already shouted out Sam and G.
Hi, else? Sam and Sophia and Joe. Joe, you're probably playing Xbox right now and you could care less about what I'm saying, but I love you, man. Sophia.
Hashtag booback.
Sophia, I'm mad at you. You know why? Not gonna expose you. Sam, sup? Don't get your phone taken away again.
Nice. Keep it real. All right. Any parting words you want to talk about?
Like what?
I don't know. Any thoughts? Any thoughts for the kids?
Be happy. Don't worry.
There might be a song in there.
Oh, you think?
Be happy. No. Don't worry.
Oh gosh. Someone get him vocal lessons.
Yeah, you're close. You're onto something. Maybe keep tweaking it a little bit. You get it? I don't know. Play around with the ordering of the words. You might be onto something. I smell a hit. All right, cool. Presley Bomber, it's good to have you in here on the Mullet Cast.
Peace out.
Thank you for coming in
Thank
against your
you
will.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Against my will.
What do you want to do for the rest of the day?
Go to the beach, please.
Cool. You're going to go to the beach. You're going to do some vocal lessons later.
Yep.
DRL.
DRL.
David Rosselon. Thanks for coming in the Mullet Cast. We appreciate it.
Yep.
We'll check in with you again soon. Maybe we'll catch an update. Like, what do you want to come in? Like midway through your semester? You want to wait a year? Come back again?
Sam's texting me. Sorry. Yeah. Right. Summer before junior year. Let's
All
do
right,
that.
Cool. We'll check you out at that time, see what's new and exciting.
If this is still happening.
All right, cool. Hopefully, the Mullet Cast might be going off the air soon.
I don't know.
Well, now that we've had you on, like, what's left to do, right?
Who's
now
next?
We gotta get her in the mullet.
That's right. All right.
Gosh.
The moment she's all been waiting for.
My bun's a little.
She's gonna put on the mullet. All right. Thanks for checking out the special Mullet Cast with Presley Bomber. Follow her on Instagram. We won't say her. We don't want a bunch of creepers stalking you, so we won't say it. My name's Evan Bomber. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Bomber. Thanks to everyone for shouting out today. Thank you, Rider University, for your continued support.
Yes, Rider. Love you, Paulie and Greg.
Let's get that sponsorship check in the mail. All right, check out the Mullet Cast. Thanks.
Peace.